This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in granted a pardon to former President Park Geun-hye, who is in prison after being convicted of corruption. That's according to the Justice Ministry. Friday, amid a tight presidential race, the 69-year-old Park became South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office when the Constitutional Court upheld a parliament vote in 2017 to impeach her over a scandal that also landed the heads of two conglomerates in jail. One of the business people was the head of Samsung Electronics. In January, South Korea's top court upheld a 20-year prison sentence for Park on the graft charges that finalized her downfall, bringing an end to the legal process and for the first time raising the possibility of a pardon. But Park's predecessor, who was also in prison on corruption charges, was not pardoned. Officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are loosening rules that call on healthcare workers to stay out of work for 10 days if they test positive for COVID-19. Those workers will be allowed to come back to work after 7 days if they test negative and do not have symptoms. United Airlines and Delta Airlines on Thursday said they had each canceled dozens of Christmas Eve flights as the spreading COVID-19 Omicron variant takes a toll on its flight crews and other workers. United canceled 120 flights for Friday, while Delta said it was canceling about 90. Both said they were working to contact passengers so they would not be stranded at airports. Delta also cited the threat of inclement weather for those cancellations. Again, officials at the United Airlines and Delta Airlines both said they have each canceled dozens of Christmas Eve flights.